Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The right way. God's way. witch doctor.
Pussy, 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 p
on the face. The real.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. Yes, we are live. We are here. We are on the air, honey. It is a classic. What the fuck Tuesdays? It's what the fuck is on your mind, what the fuck is on your chest, what the fuck is on your breath. If you have something to say and you want to get it out on the airwaves, we are definitely live, we're here, we're in full effect. All you have to do is call 347-215-6820 and press 1. And your number will show up, honey, and we'll definitely get you live here on the air, honey. And you can say whatever is on your mind. The floor will definitely be yours, and it's going to be hot, honey. I'm waiting to see my girl from Miss London call in here, Miss Thang. I'm waiting for my girl from Miss Kiki to call in here. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a hot, hot battle. Miss London versus Miss Kiki, honey. Bitch, it's going to go down here tonight, bitch. So call your girlfriend, text your girlfriend. I am your girlfriend and let them know we are definitely live. We're definitely on the air and we're definitely here to get the motherfucking madness started, honey. I'm about to take a commercial break, and after my commercial break, I'll be back. It's a lot of tea that's going on and a lot of stuff that I have to spill tonight. And a lot of people, I hear people supposed to be calling in because they would like to address me. Maybe they'll call in, maybe they won't. We never know. And so the number comes across the airwaves. Are you Zua?
Father James and Father Rodney present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Street, Harlem, New York, New York. Grand prize, open to all theme realtors, one male, one female figure, two trophies, one cash award of $1,000. Mini grand prize, open to all runway, cash prize of $500. Butch Queen, Master of Vogue, invitations only. One trophy, one cash prize of $350, lots of $10, part section fee. Butch Queen Face, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, one cash prize of $250. Femme Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James from Father Rodney presents What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there.
Yes, honey, yes. We are live. We are back on the air. That's going to be next Saturday here in New York City. What's in the Name in Harlem? The legendary, iconic fathers, Rodney and James, presents What's in the Name, honey. The children are definitely going to be in the building. It's definitely going to be a function, honey. We're going to get the madness started, honey, with that function here in New York. It's going to be cute. I'll be there. Hope to see you there, honey. But let's talk about where is the legendary Father Camaro Blahnik, honey? Let's talk about him because it's a What the Fuck Tuesday. So what the fuck is up with Camaro Blahnik being locked up in Atlanta, Georgia, honey? What the fuck is up with that, honey? Oh, I know he's out now, honey, but he was locked, honey. The mugshot, mugshots. I be gagging at these children in these mugshots. But, yes, the legendary Father Camaro Blahnik was locked, and he was booked on 10/25/2011. He's out of jail now, but he was definitely booked, honey. It's a mess, honey. I can definitely spill it because I can definitely confirm that Camaro was definitely locked, honey. I'm gagging, Camaro. Camaro, would you like to call in here? Would you like to talk about you being locked in jail, Camaro? What's going on with that, Camaro? I need to know. It's What the Fuck Tuesday. I want to know what the fuck is up with you being locked up for shoplifting and fraudulent and grand larceny and unlawful possession and all of these things, Camaro. call in here. Let's talk about it, Camaro, honey. Oh, bitch. It's too much already, honey. Bitch. I don't know, honey. It's a lot of other teas that I want to talk about, honey. I don't know where should I go first, baby. I don't know. Where should I go? I'm thinking. Girls, the link is in the chat room so y'all can see Camaro mugshot and things, honey. But where should I go? I don't know. Because I got so many phone calls today and all types of things. It was just a mess today. I was working and things, and I'm getting messages and texts and all types of things, and I'm being read and caught all types of things. I'm getting at the girls is reading me, Miss Thing. Baby. But you know what I learned? One thing that I learned about the girls, Miss Thing. When girls read you when they mad, Miss Thing, these are things that they have been saying behind your back for a very long time, Miss Thing, but they just didn't say it because you was allegedly their girlfriend or you was their child or you was their daughter, Miss Thing. So they didn't say the things that they really felt about you. They just held it in, Miss Thing. But, you know, when things happen, it comes out, Miss Thing. Everybody want to call me and read me and attack me, Miss Thing. I didn't do anything, Miss Thing, girl. Please, why you want to read me? And you want to say that I was reading. I wasn't reading, honey. My girlfriend, Miss Thing, came up and she said what she said, Miss Thing. I didn't say anything. You shouldn't be reading me. You should be looking at the people that surround you. Because the only way your business got out is because the girls around you told somebody your business. So your business got posted in the chat room. I didn't know your business because I wasn't in Atlanta. I wasn't down there. I wasn't at your house, Miss Thing. So the only way I knew your business or anybody else knew your business in the chat room is because one of your fucking members told your motherfucking business. So don't come at me, guns motherfucking blazing, at all. And I thank you. How you doing? But when the girls call, it's other tea too. I'm gonna get into all of that, but I'm just gagging at this other tea, baby. I don't know. I need a con to call in here with this tea. I don't know if it's true or not, but if I could definitely get a higher representative up in the House of Con to call in here and let me know what's going on with the cons, honey. I got some con tea, but I'm not gonna put it out there just yet, honey. I'm gonna wait and see if I can get me a con representative or somebody to call in here and confirm or deny this tea that I got about the cons, baby. So I don't know. Miss Kiki, if you're around, feel free to definitely press the 1, honey. Miss London, if you're around, feel free to press 1, honey. We here. We're live on the air. I'm waiting for the legendary Nicole to definitely call in here. My sister's definitely going to be calling in here. She's going to give us some E-my-E, honey. I know she's definitely going to make it hot when she calls in here. I don't know. Yeah, girls in the chat room, this shit is crazy. What was Camaro doing out stealing? That's what I want to know to my girls in the chat room, because my girls in the chat room have been saying this is crazy. I want to know what was he doing out stealing, Camaro. Was you trying to steal something for Andre's function? I guess he was probably, they said he probably, how you doing, baby? They said Camaro probably was stealing. He was trying to get that other pair of sneakers. That's why he used the same pair of sneakers for both categories. And Rodney voted over him. He probably was trying to get the other pair of sneakers. Camaro, what are we going to do with you, Camaro? You are a mess, Camaro. This is not good, honey. And then you let the girls get a hold of your mugshot and everything. It is too much, honey. Honey, let me see, honey. I know when it happened. It happened on 10/25, not 10/5. 10/25. Read the report. No, honey, I'm looking at it. Oh, baby, hold on. Whenever it happened, honey. Her mugshot is out there. It happened, honey. But let me see. Let me go back to my thing. I know I can read rap sheet things very well. Booking date. It says right here on the paper, it says booking date, 10/25. Honey. Oh. Oh, that's when she was due to return on court. Nah, you're reading it wrong, honey. I've been doing this longer than you, honey. Baby, I don't know where everybody is tonight, honey. We're supposed to be having some callers. But if you're on the air, honey, and you definitely have a what the fuck, or you definitely have something that you want to get off your chest, the phone lines are definitely open. You can definitely feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely call in here and get your what the fucks out there, honey. What the fuck is going on with the fucking House of Cards? That's what I want to know. What the fuck is up with that? What the fuck is up that I hear Nicole is just Nicole? She is the legendary Nicole. What the fuck? What the fuck is up with them saying that Shaunice is not about to be overall Mother Khan anymore? She's about to just be Shaunice. What the fuck is up with them saying Shannon is coming back as overall Mother Khan? What the fuck is up with that? Maybe somebody will call in here and they'll give me some motherfucking tea. What the fuck is up with Miss Motherfucking London reading Miss Caliente last night, Miss Thing? It was a fucking mess, honey. Hold on. We have a caller. We have a caller, 215-616. You're live on the air.
Hello?
What's going on, Miss London?
Hello.
How you doing, honey?
I want to know what the fuck is everybody saying on Jasmine.
What is that?
What the fuck is that with everyone saying that I am Jasmine?
I don't know.
And what the fuck is that with Tiana Malone sucking off little Eric Malone while he was sleeping?
Oh my God. I don't know nothing about that. Maybe Tiana will call ahead and confirm it or not. Tiana, are you out there in Chicago sucking the children's dicks while they sleep, Tiana?
Yeah.
Fuck. Who is, I gotta find out who is little Eric Malone. Tiana, call in here. Miss London has your name, Miss Thing. She has your name. You're out there sucking children off while they sleep. That's what they're giving. What the fuck is up with that, honey?
Ew, nice.
Baby, it's too much, honey. It's a lot.
Oh, bloody.
Honey, bitch, it's too much. Honey.
Kelly, what you doing?
Yes.
How was your night?
My night is going good, honey. I'm just sitting here and I'm relaxing, honey. I'm waiting to fuel my jet.
Where's Nicola?
I don't know where Nicola at. Nicola is coming on. But why do the girls think that you're Jasmine?
I don't know. I believe we were on the phone exactly at the same time.
It's a lot, honey. I heard so many names that you was. I heard that you was Jasmine Couture. I heard you was Tyshawn Milan.
Yeah.
I heard that you was Tyree Icon. Miss Thing. They the girls that made you out to be any. I heard you was Kevin Jay Z.
Kevin Jay Z, yes.
Yeah, the girls that said you was so many different people.
Oh, I don't really care.
It's just a mess. It's too much. Why can't you just be London?
I know.
It's just like when Ms. Rhonda Jenkins was on the radio. Ms. Rhonda was so many people.
Oh, Rhonda.
I can't wait for the day that you and Rhonda meet up.
Oh, trust me, I can wait.
Yes, honey. I can't wait until after midnight until Jasmine come on and y'all both on the phone together so we can stop these speculations that you're Jasmine and then we can go on to narrowing everybody else down. Maybe Kevin Jay Z are calling here at the same time. Maybe Tyshawn are calling at the same time. Who else did they say you was? Tyree Icon are calling at the same time. And then we can narrow it down so to find out exactly who is who.
Thank you.
We get to the bottom of all of this, honey.
That would be lovely.
But I got a phone call today, Miss London, honey.
Hey.
And they said that I was reading Andre last night on the radio. Can you clarify that for me?
I was reading Andre, the little munchkin, the mayor of Munchkinville.
Yeah, because I was really gagging.
Does he have something to say?
Well, I heard that he was supposed to be coming on, but I don't know.
Oh, bloody.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll just have to see. It's What the Fuck Tuesday. All these girls, I got all these girls on the phone lines. All of these girls are sitting here on the phone lines. Nobody's pressing one, and everybody like acting like they don't have a what the fuck or something going on. Everybody just want to sit here and they want to listen to me on the phone. We're not gonna do this all night long, honey, girl. Bitch, y'all girls want to sit. You know what works me and puzzles me with the girls? Everybody wants to sit behind Facebook and everybody wants to spill gossip and spill tea. But then when it's time to bring it to the light, nobody wants to bring it to the light. All the girls just want to sit behind names. And nobody wants to bring it to the light. I want the girls to bring it to the light. If you can spill tea every place else, what's the problem with you spilling the tea here? What do you think about that? Huh? Hello? Oh, hold on. We have a caller. 704-790. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hold on, Miss London. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I have another caller. Sorry. 704. Wait, hold on. My screen just went. 704-790. You're live on the air. One more time. 704-790. You're live on the air. You're gone. Okay. Back to you, Miss London. Eddie. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I'm gonna get myself together. I'm all over the place tonight, honey. It's just too much. Honey, the girls is calling in and they're hanging up the phone and all types of things, baby. It's a mess tonight, honey. I don't know.
Hello, you know, I'm going to be very humble tonight. I'm not going to scream, I'm not going to curse. I'm going to sit here like a lady. Be very calm.
It's a motherfucking, it's a kiki, honey. Baby, you do not have to be falling out like that. Please, stop falling out like that, honey. You're going to have me all over the place, honey. You're going to have me all over the place, honey. Maybe Tyshawn will call in while you're on the phone, Ms. London, so we can get to the bottom of that you're not Tyshawn.
Yeah.
Honey, baby, we'll get to the bottom of that, honey. I don't know, honey. Oh, chill. Hold on. I'm going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Father James and Father Rodney present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Street, Harlem, New York, New York. Grand prize, open to all scene realness. One male, one female figure. Two trophies, one cash award of $1,000. Mini grand prize. Open to all runway, cash prize of $500. Butch Queen, Master of Bones, invitation only. One trophy, one cash prize of $350, less $10 for acceptance fee. Butch Queen Face, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Realist with a Clip, one cash prize of $250. Stem Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James from Father Rodney presents What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there.
Yes, we're definitely back from our commercial. We're definitely back from our commercial break, honey. That's What's in the Name by the legendary Father, the legendary iconic Fathers, Rodney and James, honey. That's going to be next Saturday here in Harlem on November 12th in Harlem, honey. Girls, definitely come out and definitely support. It's definitely going to be a cute function, honey. I'm getting my life tonight. I'm having a little fun. I'm having a little fun tonight, honey. What about you, Miss London?
Oh, I'm loving it.
Where's Miss Kiki?
I don't know. She's in the chateaus.
I don't know where Miss Kiki is at, Miss A. Miss Kiki said she was going to call in here last night, but she's not calling in. I don't know what's going on with her. Baby. Oh, my God. Really? Is that what y'all want to do, Miss A? Y'all want to sit here? Hold on. We have a caller. 678-733. You're live on the air.
Yeah, what the fuck? I want to know why I treat his father Revlon. I mean, you just got kicked out of Acme.
I don't know. Oh, maybe we have a Revlon higher up calling here and tell us. He got kicked out of the House of Ebony?
Yeah, child.
Why he got kicked out of the House of Ebony? Could I say? Because
I heard he be getting beat up all the time. I mean, I don't know.
And she's not real.
She ain't. She can't even commentate like that.
Oh, no. I'm gagging. I didn't know Tree got kicked out the House of Ebony. I thought he had just left because he became Father Revlon.
How did he kick them out?
Oh, Tree, if you out there listening, would you like to come and have a little interview? I didn't know you got kicked out of the House of Ebony and now your father thing. The girl said they don't see you. Your conversation is dry and everything. That's what this caller said. Not for me.
She got a delayed commentation.
Oh. Well, maybe Tria call in here, honey.
I hope she do.
Oh. Okay, we're going to place you back on hold. Maybe when Tria call in here, we'll bring you back, okay?
All right.
Okay. We're going to place her on hold, honey. We're going to put her on hold. And if Tree calls back in, bitch, you know he was a 007. He's been out since Labor Day. I don't know, bitch. You know I be all over the place, honey. Hold on, we have another caller. 5-8-1. You're live on the air on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday.
Will you key when you see my number, Kelly?
No, why, honey, Naima?
What is going on? Hey, London.
Hello.
What is this? Hey, what is going on?
Nothing much. Just sitting up here relaxing, Naima. What's going on with you?
Nothing, chilling. You know, I just thought I would call in so the viewers could hear my voice and anyone else. And to let, you know, let the girls know I'm here. I'm on the line.
Naima, just a little
bit. That sounds like a temptation for a girl.
Yes, London. Mm-hmm.
I just need you to speak a little softer for me, please.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You see, Naima, you see what the girls in the chat room have started, honey?
The girls in the chat room have started.
They best, Naima. Miss 15 is in the chat room. Miss Naima's calling Nicole out. That's what Miss 15 just said in the chat room.
No, I'm not doing that, child. I had enough of her, honey, last night. Calling her out.
Baby, why don't we call Miss 15 out, Miss Thing? Miss 15 hasn't called in here in a minute, Miss Thing.
Yes,
I live
for 15.
Is Miss 15 scared or something?
Ooh.
She can only type now.
Oh. Is Miss 15 voice cracking or something? Because 15 doesn't call into the show or anything anymore. I'm gagging at Miss 15. Miss 15 used to have all the tea about all the girls, Miss Thing. Is Miss 15, is her reign done and over?
Ooh.
She's watered down.
Oh, Miss 15 gave the letter. She doesn't speak to girls outside of North America. That was shade towards you, Miss London.
Oh, bloody.
Yes, honey. But Naima, we have definitely put you back on hold. If you feel that you got to say something, press 1.
Okay.
Press 1 again, Naima, and take your hand down. So when the next time we see you, your hand will just come right back up.
Okay.
Okay. The next caller we have is 857-334. You're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. This is Paris Ebony.
Oh, what's going on?
Nothing much. You just, somebody just commented about, you know, Tree being kicked out of the house of Ebony, and, you know, you wanted that verified. So,
yes.
I have someone to verify that.
Okay, well, verify it. Verify it, honey.
What's going on? This is Jahad. What's up, Kelly?
What's going on, Jahad? I'm gagging. They said that Tree got kicked out of Ebony.
They said that Tree's what?
That Tree got kicked out of the house of Ebony.
Yeah, he got kicked out because they chose to jump Jameek at a bar over some bullshit. They chose to fight up in a bar and in Atlanta. And you know, I'm not gonna have that type of conduct in my house. You know, so if you think that you over the leaders and you want to be a leader, but you think that you can override what I say or what I do in my house, then by all means, you're not gonna be a part of it.
I know that's right. Amen.
So,
icon, legendary, overall father, Jahad Ebony. I know that's right.
But let me just say something real quick, Kelly, because this is a big issue, and I'm sure you know it's been circulating. You know, I don't really come on these radio shows too much and partake in, you know, the tea and all that bullshit. I kind of say to myself, but this one thing I want to say, especially to the leaders out there, and not just the leaders, but everybody listening. You know, if you guys are leaders in the house and you guys are fathers and mothers or you guys hold a position in the house, then by all means, I want you guys to take a stand against people within your house that out of spite and out of ridicule, they will drag somebody's name through the dirt because somebody may be HIV positive or somebody may have something going on in their life. Because, Kelly, just like you and just like me, we come from a generation to where we've seen too many people in this ballroom scene, you know, go all the way until almost the time that they've died before they revealed their status or before they could reveal their status. And it's limited them to getting the proper help that they've needed. And had this scene not been so vicious, that a lot of these people probably could have been alive to this day and still here with us, you know. So, you know, I've lost a lot of friends. When I sit there and I look at these group pictures and it's 8 or 9 people in the picture and I'm only one of 3 people that's still standing, it hurts me. You know what I'm saying? Or when a mother buries her child or have to bury somebody that you brought into this world and you bury them before you leave this world, it's a hurting feeling. So for somebody to be spiteful and reveal somebody's status or talk about people being HIV positive, for me, I'm taking a stand in my house. If it's done in my house and it's done out of disregard for somebody, number one, it's a dangerous game that you could be playing because you never know what boundaries that people may have crossed already before you put somebody's status out there. It could lead to somebody being killed, and it has led to people being hurt or being killed. I don't think it's fair. I think it's spiteful, and I think it limits a lot of people from going out there and getting the necessary help that they need to live long and prosperous lives. And I think as icons and as leaders in this ballroom community, we need to take a stand. And if we got individuals in our house that are doing that, we need to put them the fuck out and not just put them out, but skull drag their motherfucking ass and put them on their motherfucking back and put them in the place that they need to be because it's fucked up.
I know that's right.
So I just want to say that to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And
I
let y'all know,
right.
You know, that's real. You know, that's just how I feel, and that's the topic that I want to get out there, you know, before, you know, we get back to, you know, talking about people or doing anything else.
Hey,
let's be real for 1 second and deal with the issue at hand. AIDS, HIV, whatever it may be, is still a crisis and it's still killing our brothers and sisters every single day. And until we can be leaders to have people from the smallest to the biggest in our house be able to come and confide in us and know that what they say to us is not going to go any further, and we can get them the proper channels and the proper medications and the proper things they need to live, it ain't going
to
get no better. But when
Amen
you got people
that
got evil in their heart and they got spite in their heart and they want to drag people's name through the mud, and so people don't want to come out, and it's still a vicious taboo within the black gay community, because it's not like that in the white gay community. So until we can change that, we're not going to get anywhere. So me personally, as a leader for the House of Ebony, I'm making that change. And if I got anybody in my house or anybody in my house that's caught doing that shit, they're getting the fuck on, because Ebony ain't where you're supposed to be. I come from a realness house, and we deal with real shit. And HIV, AIDS, awareness, and all that bullshit, it's as real as it gets. So I just want to say that.
Well, your
and thanks
brother
for letting
Rodney,
me share that.
Your brother Rodney said to tell you hello and to tell you that he loves you.
Tell Rodney I love him too.
Okay,
I love
Jamal,
you
before
too.
You leave, because you know this is a messy Tuesday. Before you leave, the girls just sent me over a message on Yahoo, and they said, can you please ask Father Jahar before he leaves, what about them shutting down the Atlanta chapter of Ebony?
One of the reasons why the Atlanta chapter got shut down is because we cleaned the house for the exact same reason that I just said. Because we had two individuals within that house that chose to run around and talk bad about other people within the house, and they didn't do it out of trying to help nobody. They did it out of spite. So before you know anything gets out of hand and it's blown up, the house is not closed per se. If you are Ebony, by all means, you still are Ebony. If you can stand on your own, the chapter is just closed right now until we do some in-house cleaning, shall I say.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, y'all heard it right here from the overall iconic father, Jahar Ebony. Honey, thank you, Jahar, for definitely calling in.
All right, and thanks for having me, baby.
And keep having us for getting him on the line, because I know he don't deal in the radio and shows and things. Thank you, Paris, for getting him on the line for me.
All right, hold on. Here go Paris.
Hello?
I want to thank you for definitely getting the legendary, iconic father on the line for me, because I know he don't deal in radio shows and things. And I want to thank you for definitely having him call in here.
Oh, it's no problem, Kelly. No problem at all. We'll talk
about
this later.
Got another caller. The next caller is Jackson 21. You're live on the air. Jackson 21, you're live on the air. Okay, the next caller we have is 312-532. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, who's there?
This is Father Tree Revlon.
Ooh, what's going on, Tree?
I'd like to start by saying that I have the utmost respect for the house that I was in. I had a far respect for Jahar. I kicked it with Jahar. Jahar was one of the first people that really, like, made me feel good, like, with being an Ebony, you know, so he really showed me the ropes and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But I'm here to say that he's a motherfucking lie. And I will call my house father, or the person who was my house father of the chapter. I could have fight with Jameek. Jameek makes me at the ball. And when he maced me, he thought he was a bad bitch. He was going to stay at the ball and walk around the ball like you didn't just mace me. And you just maced me in my face. And so I have a lover. You know what I'm saying? My lover. I went to the bathroom. Washed my face out. Well, first of all, the situation got started because I gave Jameek a fitting cap to walk with the twist. He lost it was my lover's hat. I had a hat on. Every other sister had a hat on. Jameek didn't have a hat. I got him a hat. I took my lover's hat. He lost the hat. So my lover adjusted by losing the hat. He told my lover that he was going to pay for the hat, and it was no tea. I disregarded the situation. You know what I'm saying? It was no big deal to me. Jameek comes up to me in the bar like, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck is going on? Why are you telling people I stole your hat? I'm like, I never told nobody that. Make a long story short, Jameek runs up to me, tries to fight me, then everybody breaks it up. I go outside to go smoke a cigarette. Jameek comes, you know, what's all the shit you was talking up in the ball? I'm like, Jameek, I don't know what are you giving. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we supposed to be better than that. Next thing I know, Jameek maces me. I go to the bathroom, I wash my face out. I guess somebody tells my lover was in line walking realness. They tell my lover what happened. He comes back there, sees me washing out my face. I never personally put my hands on Jameek, you know, so I did hit him with a chair or two, you know what I'm saying? But, like, what do you expect? You maced me. So, you know, I was never put out the house. When the situation happened, you know, since I had already had too many incidents, you know what I'm saying, to the point that I was not still at Ebony no more. I mean, Jahan talked about that during our house cleaning. Like, that's bullshit. The house of Ebony is falling apart from every chapter. And, you know, so I'm not here to be disrespectful or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to give it because I think that I have a new position or something like that. I waited. I've been 007 for months. Everybody knew this. I left the house. I would call Bank Father Ebony of the Chicago chapter. You can call Tiana. And you can also call Fatty. I left the house personally. And, you know what I'm saying, Fatty is a witness that can contest to this, is that, you know what I'm saying, they were discussing putting me out. He was saying that they need to put Jameek out the house, too. And if they didn't put Jameek out the house, then they were going to have a problem. It was going to be an issue. And, you know, I had no reason to lie about this. I left the house. I've been 007. You know, I talked to Tony. Tony was still in the position that I want to, you know, I want to take advantage of it. I want to use it to the best of my advantage. I have big plans for the chapter that I have just started up. And, you know what I'm saying, for anybody that's taking on the situation, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I was on Ebony for almost 7 years. I've been put out before. I came back. I've been loyal. I've been dedicated. I've known. I walk. I talk. And I uphold the name to the most, to the utmost. And for people to come on here and say that they kick me out really just shows me where I stood with this house in the first damn place. So which is making me not even want to be here, making me not want to be there anyway. So, you know, so I don't regret the decisions I made because somebody come on here and say that they put me out. Jahad never even called me. I never talked to Jahad that one time. Jahad never called me. Nobody called me about the situation. The only people that called me were people making threats to me and my lovers about what they were going to do to us. Nobody not knowing that Jameek had made me and came at me at the ball. And you know what I'm saying? Like, Kelly, you in a relationship. If somebody did something to your lover, what would you do?
Oh, baby. No, they already, hey. They already know not to play with my lover. London, go ahead.
I'm sorry, my lover's crazy. I'm sorry, my man does not play that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? He made me, I mean, nobody tried to jump on him, but what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Trey.
Yes?
Yeah, is it true that you always get beat up?
Wow. So, you know, Kelly, you know, that's all I wanted to say. Like I said, I have the utmost respect for Jahad. I have the utmost respect for, you know, the House of Ebony, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to cause any conflict, you know, so I just want to clear the air that I was not put out, you know, so I left the house. I went 007, now I'm on the red line. And so somebody congratulated me, everybody seemed like they want to, like, knock me for it. So, you know, so it's no big deal, you know, so I just got to show what I'm about. So that's pretty
lucky
much it.
Lucky you. Lucky
well,
you.
Jahad is back on the line. Which
okay.
I can speak to Jahad. Hold on. Jahad, your line's back on the air.
Hi, Kelly. This is Paris first, and then Jahad wants to say something also. Tree, Father Tree Revlon, congratulations on the new position. But I have a question. As a father, you think it's okay to fight over a hat? I'm lost. Like, I heard your whole story, the whole spiel. Like, you think it's okay to fight over a hat? Hello?
Tree, are you there?
Father, are you there?
Hello? Wait, hold on. Let me refresh my boards, honey, and see if Tree is still there. Tree, are you still there? Well, his number is there, but I guess he's not responding.
Hello? Let me say
right,
this.
There you
this
go.
Is,
Tree, go
I'm
ahead. You're live.
I'm sorry. Can I get a
Tree,
recap?
Tree, let
I'm
me
sorry.
Say this to you. First and foremost, the question was Tree still in Ebony, or was he put out the house? Irregardless, Tree, one thing I won't do is I won't get on this radio and I won't air out house business on this radio. I simply answer the question.
With that being said, Jahad, I don't mean to cut you off, but with that being said, Father Tony just gave me a call and told me there's no need for me to argue with y'all. I'm father, so he asked me to get off the line with y'all. So, Kelly, thank you for letting me speak. Jahad, you have a good night and a blessed day. God bless.
And, Tree, let me tell you, Ebony or Revlon, I will always love you. And just know that, okay?
Oh, well, Tree is gone now. He had to get off the line. Thank you, Jahad, for definitely calling back in.
Okay.
Okay. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller. Private caller going once. Private caller going twice. Private caller, you're gone. Huh? Miss London, what do you think about all of this?
I don't know. Like I told you earlier, I'm going to sit here and just be a lady.
Oh. Well, somebody just sent me a message, honey, over on Yahoo, and they said they hear that Storm X Infinity is now overall mother Aphrodite is kicking out the overall father, Derek Aphrodite. Miss Thing, every time I hear about the Aphrodites, Miss Thing, I always hear about somebody, Derek, and Derek being kicked out of his house, Miss Thing. How can somebody kick him out of his house? I'm gagging at that. Honey, yes, they gave me the Aphrodites are late. Miss Thing, I want Miss 15 to call back in here, honey. Miss 15, you haven't called in here in a long time. You're scared. Is your voice not holding up anymore, 15? Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're gone. Everybody, I don't know what to you. I guess it's not going to happen, honey. Damn. It's a mess. What the fuck, honey? What the fuck is the E my E, honey? It's no E, honey. The girls is boring. The girls is late. Yes?
It's been an hour, and I want to know, when are we going to get down to the tea of Andre reading you and the boy spilling the tea to me about how he read you in the chat room?
Well, I don't know. I was waiting because I was told that he was going to call in here. But we're gonna get to that, honey. Okay, 516-610, you're live on the air.
Me just listening.
What? You just what?
Me just listening.
You're just listening, okay,
just
honey.
Listening.
Okay, we're going to put you back on hold, honey. Maybe, honey. We're going to put you right on hold, honey. They're just listening out there, honey.
Why press
They're just
one?
Listening, honey. Wait, and this is the key. I'm currently handling something. I will try to call you later. I ain't forget. Oh, Miss London, Miss Kiki says she's currently handling something, and she's going to try to call in later.
Oh, she has a date.
Oh, she got a date? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Work. I'm going to fuck you up, Miss London, honey. Yes, honey. Well, hold on. We got a private caller, honey. And just to put it out there, Jahad was talking about Loco X Ebony and Mailbox X Ebony and tell London I do not have a date. Hush.
Oh.
That's what Miss Kiki said. Private caller, you're live on there.
Hello.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm calling to make your hot tonight, baby. You know, on Facebook, the West Coast Ballroom Forum, honey, what is going on with the West Coast? People going in? What's really going on with the West Coast, honey? The East Coast is slaying this.
What's going on with the West Coast Ballroom?
I'm going to need you to back away from the phone and speak. Over.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what's going on with the West Coast Ballroom?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know, the informing, the drama, everything. It's so messy.
Oh,
I'm not
I don't know, honey.
My house, but
I heard it was a lot of tea in the West Coast ballrooms where Divine was reading the girls and all types of things. What do you know about that?
Well, I don't know. I just be in and out, and people blow up my phone and say, get into it, and I'll run to Facebook. Maybe all types of stuff.
Well, maybe we get Mother Divine to call in here, honey, and tell us why she be reading the girls in the West Coast ballroom scene. Real.
Yes, that would be it, honey. Have her talk it.
Okay, thank you, caller, for definitely calling in.
Hi, T.
Get that straight caller together. Oh, they said London. They said London. Get that straight caller together, honey. That's what they said.
She's straight.
Yeah, that's what they said. That's what they said. I don't know how true it is, honey, baby. Now, would you like to get your question? You like to get your question answered? Look, you see her sitting right there, honey? You see her sitting right there on camera? Where's Miss? Everybody thinks that Tashawn is Miss London. I am really gagging.
Where is she?
Huh?
Where's Tashawn?
I don't know. We're about to get Tashawn to call in here so we can clear.
And where's Jasmine?
We're going to get Tashawn to call in here so we can clarify this right now. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, Miss London. Hello, Miss London.
Yes.
Yes. Hold on. I'm gonna bring Tashawn Milan. You're live on the air. Hi, good. Hi, guys. Hi, Kelly. Hi, London. How are you guys doing today?
Hello. Let's talk at the same time.
What's going on? Hi.
Hello. Yeah.
What you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Howdy. Good. Just chilling out.
Baby, look.
I just got back home, Kelly. Made some dinner, went over there, ate some dinner.
But
you know,
the
Anthony's
right there.
Sorry. I was talking to my husband about something, honey. Sorry, honey. Go ahead, London and Tashawn. Finish talking.
What's the Kelly Mike?
I don't know why they think I'm, you know, that we have any affiliations. I don't even know who you are.
I know.
They bugging. People... I don't know. People are crazy. I don't know. Why would they want to think of me like that? I'm not a person like that. I don't have to do that. But I love the way you you handle yourself on the radio.
Thank you. Does Kelly cook soul food every night?
She does. But tonight was real simple. We had fried chicken and French fries. Yes, it was definitely fried chicken and French fries tonight. Hold on, y'all. Y'all say, well, we got another caller. 678-733, you're live on the air.
Yeah, well, this is me again. Why does Vicky Gotti look like a drunk leopard?
What?
Vicky Gotti look like a drunk leopard.
She is covered in spots. She is. I see it. She's covered
in
spots.
Yes, she is. She look like she about to fall over on a gazelle or something like that.
Okay, caller. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Yeah.
Maybe Miss Vicky Gotti will call in here, honey. They say the girls, Kiki, the girls is at the girls tonight, honey. The girls are at the children tonight. What's going on, honey? What's going on tonight, honey? But wait, hold on. I'm trying to get my computer is acting up. Hold on. I'm trying to get it back the way I needed to get it to, because I can't see what's going on.
Everybody donate $2, Kelly.
Tashawn, did you add my page?
Well, all her callers, if everybody donate $2, she'd get her new computer.
Baby, I don't need a new computer, honey. My computer is working. My computer works just fine, okay?
I don't know. You get in here.
Okay, hold on. So now we got to go into this thing. Okay, so I got a phone call. So today, I get up and I'm sitting here because Ms. London asked me a question. I get up today and I get a message, and I don't know if I still have the message on my answer machine, but I get a message today. I get a call while I'm out and I'm taking care of some business, and I get a call
and it comes across my phone, and it's Andre Mizrahi calls, comes across my phone. And so I'm out, and I'm taking care of my business, so I text him back, and I say, I'm out, and I'm taking care of some business, what's tea? And he texts me back, and he tells me to listen to my message. He left me a message. So I listen to a message on my answer machine, and the message read, oh, fat bitch this and la la this and this, and I'm reading on the radio station and all of this other motherfucking bullshit, and it'll be in my best interest for me to call him back. And if I don't call him back, he'll be on the radio show tonight. So after I finish handling my business and doing everything that I was doing, I text Andre, the icon, a real father, Rasim Mizrahi. I text him back after he gave me, it would be in my best interest to call him back, or he was coming on the show. I text him back, and I said, well, the show starts at 11:30. So, and I was supposed to be reading him and all of this other madness and all of this other nonsense about him not having no heat in his house and all of this other motherfucking bullshit. First of all, okay, because, you know, when you first of all somebody, like I tell the girls, I don't like the girls to first of all me. Don't first of all me, because when it's first of all me, it makes it seem like you checking me, and nobody checks me. So, first of all, okay, I wasn't in Atlanta this weekend, okay? I didn't speak to anybody in Atlanta this weekend, okay? So whether Andre had any heat or any hot water in his motherfucking house, and it got spilled in the motherfucking ballroom, it got spilled in the chat rooms that they have on Facebook about Andre not having no heat and hot water in his house, I didn't spill that because I wasn't in Atlanta. And if it made it to the chat rooms, gossip chat room that Andre didn't have any heat or any hot water in his house, it had to come from one of your fucking members that you didn't have no heat or hot water in your fucking house. So don't come calling me because Miss London found out about you having no heat and hot water. You should be calling me about that child that hit me up, that hit Miss London up, and then Miss London sent me the messages about you trying to craft the venue for your ball this weekend, and you having the child read me on Facebook and all types of shit. That's what you need to be calling about, checking somebody about, okay? So, anybody that's out there that's listening, and you're around Andre, or you know Andre's number and y'all want him to call in here, the floor is definitely fucking open for him to call in here because this battle is definitely going to be mine. And I'm going to take a commercial break with What's in the Name after these words from my sponsor.
Father James and Father Rodney present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Street, Harlem, New York, New York. Grand prize, open to all theme realtors, one male, one female figure, two trophies, one cash award of $1,000. Mini grand prize, open to all runway, cash prize of $500. Butch Queen, Master of Vogue, invitation only. One trophy, one cash prize of $350, less $10 for acceptance fee. Butch Queen Face, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, one cash prize of $250. Femme Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James and Father Rodney present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there.
Honey. Yes, we are definitely back, and we're definitely back from our commercial break, honey.
Kelly, I just want to clarify one thing.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to clarify one thing about Andre not having hot water. First of all, I got it from the Tea Factory. Since Friday, I was a member, and I read it. Someone posted it, so I just spilt it. And it's someone that lives in Atlanta.
So I know he's pussy, so he wouldn't approach that person. So, yeah, it didn't come from you.
First of all, I wasn't even in Atlanta, Miss London. So, baby, so how would I know what was going on at Andre's house? It had to be somebody that was at his house that told somebody and they put it out there, Miss Thing. And for him to call me, that's the shit, and that's one of the motherfuckers. You can take and pick up the phone to call me about me reading you on the radio, or allegedly reading you on the motherfucking radio, but you can't motherfucker pick up the phone to call me about other motherfucking things. That was, child, please. Child, boom. Okay? I don't have time for it, bitch. So, I don't know.
Kelly, she knows she can be a phone gangster with you.
Baby.
And I think it's time to let the real juice out the bag, honey.
Oh, baby. Mm-mm. So the girls want to let the real... I want the girls to call in here, Miss Tay. Somebody spilled a lot of names about these girls being kicked out and all different types of things, Miss Tay. Baby, won't y'all girls call in here, Miss Thing? Let the real juice be spilled, Miss Thing. Stop sitting here on the chat rooms, Miss Thing, where the girls can't, you know, see everything. Baby, you don't know. You don't know, honey. You don't know, honey. Harold, you never know, Harold. Harold, call in here, Harold. You never know, honey. Honey.
Oh, what does she have to say?
Baby, honey, you never know, honey. You never know. You will never find. So that was the whole situation. So, bitch, we got like 33 minutes left to the show. And I don't know what's going to go, Miss Thing. All the girls that claim that they're your girlfriends and all types of motherfucking things and all types of shit. Like, what the fuck? I don't understand. I really don't understand all of this motherfucking bullshit. Bitch, it's just too much, honey. So maybe, we'll get to the bottom of this situation. Because I wasn't in Atlanta. I wasn't down there. So it had to come from one of his members that told somebody that put it in the chat room, and Ms. London got it from the chat room and spilled it. So why is everybody calling my phone and everybody wants to be reading me and all types of shit? All types of fake and phony ass motherfucking bitches, okay? And that's what the fuck they are. They're fake and they motherfucking phony. They call themselves your girlfriends, your friends, your family members, Miss Thing. But bitches are fake and motherfucking phony, bitch. And 2012 is coming around, and a lot of motherfucking bitches that was in my life for 2011 is gonna be cut the fuck off for 2012. Cause I don't have time to deal with fake and phony ass motherfucking bitches. And whoever the fuck you are, and you know who the fuck you are, you can kiss my entire black fat motherfucking ass, bitch, because I don't give a fuck about you, because you bitches are non-motherfucking factors in my motherfucking life, bitch. You motherfucking bitches need me before I'll ever need you motherfucking bitches. Know the fuck that. And now y'all take that motherfucking check to the motherfucking bank and you cash it, bitch. You'll do better off cashing that check at the bank than fucking with me, fellas. So, you know, I'm done venting, baby. Maybe we'll get some callers that are calling here, and they'll have their what the fuck's going on and all types of things and shit. But, Ms. London, I just got a text from my sister, Ms. Caliente, yeah. Ms. Rahi, Ms. Saying, and she's coming for you. She said, do you have your visa or your green card?
Yeah, I don't actually, yeah.
Miss Caliente, Miss London says she has her visa and she has her green cards, Miss Thing.
Does she?
And if anybody's trying to get through the lines and the lines are full, please just hit me up on Yahoo or hit me up on Facebook, and we'll definitely make sure the lines are definitely clear so everybody can get through the phone lines, honey. We got 30 minutes and 27 seconds. So if you're trying to get through and the lines are jam-packed, please hit me up. Text the red phone and let me know that you're trying to call in. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you're trying to get through the line. And we'll definitely make sure the lines are definitely clear and get you out here, honey, baby. Now, baby, baby, y'all girls, honey, Trey. Hey, yes, in front of that. Right? It's just too much. But I know. What team is London? You ain't got no team in London?
No, I'm actually bored.
You're bored? Why are you bored?
Because I thought tonight was going to be hot.
Really? You ain't got no tea from the tea party?
No, not really.
Well, yeah, the girls are getting real boring tonight. The girls are really, really boring tonight. But we'll definitely be live on the air tomorrow night with the legendary
people. We know the truth. You know the truth. You never did nothing in torture. I am not afraid. I was born with my freedom. Don't tell me I'm missing my freedom.
I'm a loser, baby.
Honey, are
hello?
You around, Jasmine? Are you there?
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
What's
hello?
Going on?
Hello, me.
Hi, London.
Hi.
Hi,
how
London.
Are you?
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's everything?
Everything's fine. I'm okay. Just home.
Well, that knocks Jasmine out the box. That knocks Tyshawn out the box. So the only people who's left is Kevin, Jay-Z, Tyree, Icon, and who else they said it was? It was somebody else. I forget.
Listen, I just called in. I just got...
We should speak at the same time.
Why do we got to speak at the
hello,
same
hello,
time?
Hello. Okay.
Yeah, guys, it's silly. Listen, I just wanted to call. I just got home from work, so I'm not gonna stay here long. But I do wanna say something. I got a call today in reference to all the reading. As I was driving home, I did hear what Jihad had to say, and I do agree a lot with what he brought up. As far as a lot of stuff that is going on, you know, between the leaders, you know, the icons and everything. But I do want to say something in reference to that. I respect everyone when it comes to this ballroom scene. A lot of people feel a certain way about Jasmine because you haven't reached out and you don't know me personally. You never reached out either because you didn't want to or you were afraid. Or you heard stories. Before you judge me or anything, try to really realize or sit down and know who I am before you judge me. I respect everyone. That's the type of person I am. I am very caring and I am very loving. But when it comes to the icons and the leaders of this ballroom, we all should work together to try to help and change this ballroom. But in all honesty, it's a lot of the icons and leaders that are fucking up this ballroom. And I'm going to say what I have to say, and I'm just going to leave it alone. A message to Andre. Okay, I haven't spoken your name out of respect and out of love for you, because I do love you and I do respect you, but you did hurt me. I know you're listening to this show, and I know your little minions are reporting back to you. I told Kelly not to say anything on this show in reference to you. I don't know who the hell London is. Just like Rhonda Jenkins and just like all the other people that have come and gone with these voices, they come on these shows and previous shows and speak their mind. But I cannot control what they do. For someone to call me up today and state that I shouldn't allow this and I shouldn't allow that, I agree. A lot of it shouldn't take place. But for you, Andre, to send forth your children in chat rooms and read Kelly, reading myself, and reading us because of your personal feelings, it is completely wrong. And even after that, I said, do not say nothing. Leave it alone. I was told not to say anything at the collections ball, and I left it alone out of respect for my father, Tony, out of respect for the icon himself. I listen, and I do not want it to be a personal attack, so I leave it alone. But I would ask the same of you and your members to leave it alone. We just basically part ways on our own. But all the personal attacks, reading, allowing this one to say something and allowing that one to say something should stop. Because I don't say anything, and I stop a lot of people from saying what they truly feel. So I just ask that it stop, and if we can try to get together and make a change. That's all I'm asking. I pay for this show. I allow this show to go on. Kelly contacted me yesterday and told me everyone couldn't get on the show. And what did I do? I updated it, updated the package, because I do this for you guys. And like I said earlier today, I don't hide behind a Facebook name, a text, or an email. I speak what I feel. I pay for this show, and I pay more than enough money to speak my mind if I have something that needs to be said. Kelly does as well, and this is her format. But for peace, I tell her not to say certain things or touch on certain subjects. So I just ask that it stop. You guys can sit down and read in the chat rooms or however you want and feel whatever way you want to feel about me. It doesn't matter. If you get to know me, you would feel different. But I'm not trying to prove myself to no one anyway either. So I will leave it at that. I will be here if anybody has any questions. London, thank you for being a part of the show. I'm sorry you're getting so much backslash as well. Yeah. And Kelly,
can I be
like
a
always, I'm sorry?
Can I be a Katora and we all get a talk?
Katora?
Yes.
And Kelly, I love you as always. And that's all I got to say, but I'll be right here. Okay?
All right. We're going to put Jazz in. We're going to put Jazz in back on hold. Hold on. We got a couple of callers. 646-247, you're live on the air. 646-217, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone.
Come on.
Hold on, our next caller. Mark.
He's trying to find out the girl I love and I like.
The legendary overall iconic father, Rodney Prodigy, is on the lines with us.
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on? Seems like you are having a good time.
Yeah, I have Mark on the phone with me. He wants to say something.
Oh, Mark is on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Mark. What's going on?
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Well, since we have the overall East Coast Frava on the line, what's going on, honey? I hear it's a lot of motherfucking chaos going on in the car's backyard.
There's
no chaos.
Thank you for calling in and confirming that.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Have a good night.
Okay.
Thank you, Rodney.
Okay, Mark.
Thank you, Rodney, for definitely getting that confirmed call.
No problem, no problem.
Okay, honey.
Hey, London.
Rodney. Hi.
Yes.
I was going to say you don't know nobody anymore.
No, I'm sorry. I just, you know, getting that out the way first before I start speaking. How are you doing tonight?
I'm lovely. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
That's great.
I had a what the fuck, Kelly, but my administration and my party told me to hold it until further notice.
Oh, goody. I would love to know what that what the fuck was. Jay-Z,
yeah,
I would love to know what that what the fuck, honey. What the fuck is going on with the prodigies and the Godfathers? What the fuck? That's what I want to know, honey. I want to know what the rap is, honey.
Baby,
when the building is up, the scaffolding is down.
Only the CEOs from both organizations can tell us what's going on. We just here. Very
May
and Prodigy
and
Shannon
Gawthorne. I love Shannon and I respect Shannon down, but I already know Shannon's not calling in here, honey. He ain't giving us that, honey. So I don't know, honey. I don't know, honey. Girl, we got 18 minutes left, honey. I'm trying to see what's the E-My-E, honey, in these last 18 minutes, honey. You know, a bitch got to hit the motherfucking streets, bitch, and do some strange things for change. No, I'm just playing. I got to hit Vogue Tuesday to go meet somebody, honey. So, bitch, like, what the fuck? The girls are so late, Miss Thing. Y'all girls sit here, and when y'all get a positive show, Miss Thing, y'all read about a positive show, Miss Thing. Then when I give y'all a night to be really just negative and raunchy, and y'all can just whatever y'all want and put everything out there, Miss Thing, bitch, like, y'all don't call in here. Like y'all just wanna sit in a private group and just read, Miss Thing. Why not come to the front and just come to the floor light and read? I mean, this is the format, honey. Maybe that's the ease, Miss Thing. I'm gagging, honey.
So did is 15 or Kiki come on the show tonight?
No, yes. Kiki hit me up. Kiki 15 says she's not calling in. She's not dealing with no bitch she's not going to sit here and talk with bitches from our country. That's what Miss 15 said. Miss Kiki hit me up and said that she was taking care of something and she would try to call in later, but we only got 17 minutes left into the show. But I don't know when Miss Kiki's going to call in, honey. And Miss London said she's ready for all of them. She don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I went looking for your name on Facebook today, London, but it was like so many London Bridges. I didn't know which one to click on. So send me an inbox so
I
can accept you.
I have a picture of me in the Vogue magazine.
Oh, so is it a Vogue magazine picture with yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. I'll look for that tomorrow when I get up.
Marcus, darling. Marcus, I'm not attacking. I'm not attacking anybody, Marcus, darling, honey. You know what I attack was, baby. You know I'm straight to the motherfucking point, honey. I don't attack anybody, Marcus. I'm not attacking anybody, Marcus, okay? Keep it cute, Marcus, darling.
It was good
okay.
to hear Jahad on the show tonight.
Yes, it was good to definitely have Jahad on the show. That was Jahad's second time ever being on the show. I love when unexpected icons and legends do come on the show.
Right.
And it was definitely great to definitely have Jahad definitely come on the show. I gagged the tree had to get off the line, honey. But there's a lot of 007 ebonies that used to be ebonies that's out there.
I didn't know
all of that. I'm gagging. We'll get to the bottom of it. I don't know what to eat, Miss Thing. Y'all girls are sitting here playing, Miss Thing. I don't have time to play. It don't look like we're gonna get what we're gonna get, Miss Thing. So you know what? It don't look like, you know, it's going to happen. So I'm going to give y'all what's in the name. Rodney, after I did what's in the name of commercial, he's going to say goodnight. London's going to say goodnight, and we're going to get out of here. I don't have time to sit here and just be playing with the girls doing better things, honey. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Father James and Father Rodney presents What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Harlem, New York, New York. Grand Prize. Open to all seen brilliance. One male, one female figure. Two trophies. One cash award of $1,000. Mini Grand Prize. Open to all runway. Cash prize of $500. Put queen. Masculine bone. Invitation only. One trophy. One cash prize of $350. Less $10. The arts of the speech. Put queen space. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Realist with a fifth one cash prize of $250. Then Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James and Father Rodney present What's in My Name, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there.
Okay, hold on. We have one more caller. 3498, you're live on the air.
It's your motherfucking
son. What? What?
It's your son, Jay.
My son, who?
Jay.
Snake.
Houston.
So, what's going on?
With the news.
Nothing much, I'm just chilling. What's to see with you? I can't hear you. Your phone is messing up.
Calling you, seeing what's popping.
Nothing much, honey. If you calling me to see what's popping, honey, you know the red phone number.
Kelly, is that Barry White?
No, that's not Barry White. That's one of my kids. That's one of my kids from Texas.
I don't want to know y'all to think about this fucking with you.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna hit you up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, we have a number calling now. Everybody wants to call in. 703-867, you're live on the air. 703-867, you're live on the air. Okay, they're gone. And they're gone, and I'm definitely going to get... Oh, before I go, Miss 15, don't try it in that chat room, 15, okay? Keep it cute, 15.
What did he say?
I see your message that you wrote in there, baby. Fuck me.
What did he say?
15, gonna talk about it. It's the house of the tour, big girl's house, baby. Don't try it, 15. Make sure you come out next week. 15, make sure you come out next weekend, honey. November 12th, honey, in Harlem, okay? Come on out. Hold on, we got another caller. 601. I'm going to get myself together and go on with my transition to things that I got to do. Ronnie, can you please keep the girls good night? We're going to get up out of here.
Good night, everybody. I'll see you all.
London, can you please tell the girls good night?
I love all the girls, and all the girls aren't cats.
I'm going to fuck you up, Ms. London. Well, like I told you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I am the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love you all for loving me. Nicole will definitely be back on the line tomorrow night with her iconic, legendary interviews that she always gives to you, the interviews that y'all love to listen to, and everybody hits up and talk about a wonderful job and interviews she do. I think, I don't know who's her interview tomorrow. I think it's the legendary icon, Pioneer RR Chanel International. I think it's her interview tomorrow. So definitely tune in tomorrow and definitely listen to some positive words and some words of wisdom and same things that people have been through in their life outside of the ballroom and inside of the ballroom that got them to where they are today. I love y'all all for loving me, and Beyonce is going to take us away once again tonight with Love on Top. I love you all. See you back here on Monday when I'll be live on the air with the ballroom recap. How you doing? Beyonce, take us away.
Bring the beat in.
Get it again.